I decided to call Lars Jensen, my step-grandfather and AA sponsor at Queen Anne Gardens, the assisted living facility where he and my grandmother Beverly have taken up residence. "Hey, Lars," I said, once he adjusted his hearing aid so he could talk on the phone. "It's Monday. Want me to come pick you up and bring you down the hill for the meeting?" On Monday nights, Lars and I usually grab a bite to eat and then attend the AA meeting that's held at the old Rendezvous restaurant on 2nd Avenue. And since Lars no longer drives, he's 93, so that's a good thing, I pick him up and drop him off. Lars has been sober for so long that I'm not sure he actually needs to go to meetings anymore. But he gets a kick out of being the oldest guy there, in terms of age rather than sobriety. As for Beverly, well, she let me know once that she appreciates having him out from underfoot occasionally, too. That way she can spend time hanging out with some of the other girls. But on this particular evening, Lars turned me down. "No," he said. "I think I'll stay home tonight." His Norwegian accent tends to be thicker on the telephone than it is in person. "The missus isn't feeling too good. I need to stick around and keep an eye on her." Beverly Piedmont Jensen is a sprightly 91. "Nothing serious, I hope," I said. "Oh, no, she's just a bit under the weather." Lars, a retired fisherman, loves his fish. Baked, deep-fried, grilled, sautéed, stewed, and chowdered. On Monday nights, when he's out with me, we usually stop off at Ivar's for clams. I can take fish or leave it. And on this occasion, leave it is what I did, opting for Mexican food instead, something Lars won't eat. Putting on a leather jacket, I braved the weather and hoofed it up 2nd to Mama's Mexican kitchen. The after-dinner meeting was short.